After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ben Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Throwhill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today, we toast two unnamed pilots from Russia, and specifically the Russian budget airline. All right, we got a flyby. The budget airline, Pobeda. It doesn't matter. Either way, they're currently under investigation for what may have been an unscheduled flight. Now, the question is whether or not they received permission for air maneuvers over the city of last month. Now, the pilots said they did it, quote, due to a need to check radio navigation equipment. And this is not apparently that unusual there, but their flight path is what has officials investigating. Now, first, I got to give you some background. Now, apparently, these two pilots are huge fans of a guy named Artem Dzyuba. Now, Artem Dzyuba is the team captain of Russia's national soccer team. Okay?
Oh.
Now, he was recently suspended from international play after a video emerged of him online masturbating in a bed.
I heard about that.
Okay, so this video leaks
somebody
out.
Somebody hacked him or something like that.
Whatever the deal was. You know, I'm sure we know why he was making the video, but it's not like he put it online, but somebody hacked him, they put it online. And he got suspended from international play. Well, these two pilots, and I agree, they felt that their beloved team captain being treated unfairly. Like, look, dude, he wasn't doing anything other than what you saw in the video, but he got suspended from international play. So they're being investigated. Because everyone was aware that these two guys in particular were really angry about this, but their air maneuvers to check the radio navigation equipment seemed to authorities to be a protest of sorts. And the reason authorities are suspicious is because when they checked the pilot's flight path, they'd drawn a huge penis over the city. So the whole thing, they're like, did you... They believe that they did get authorization to check their navigation equipment, right? And apparently, again, this is not out of the realm of possibility. No one was aware of what they were doing. No one checked their flight path initially. But after they landed, the authorities are like, well, why do they have to do this? And we know they're a little salty about the soccer guy. When you looked at the flight path, it is a giant penis and everything involved in that directly over the city.
Nice.
So now they believe it's a protest, and they're currently suspended until the investigation is completed. That's how you protest, damn it.
Yeah, got to show support for the team captain.
Yep. Oh, they really did. If I'm the team captain, I'm like, hell yeah. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola.
The men's room presents Profile This.
That's Stephen Throwhill. Good to please everyone. Now, Profile This is played.
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes a story a story. Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Shout out to all my fellow Gemini.
Hola. Hola. All right, Justin, you understand how this here game is played? Fantastic. So you know you have a choice of one of three stories. We have the wonderful world of drugs. We have bite me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? And finally, interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone.
Let's go with drugs.
All right. All right, here is your story. We go to East Hartford, Connecticut, where a man apparently was high on something when he crashed a car in downtown Hartford and then shocked drivers and bystanders by continuing to drive the destroyed vehicle around Main Street as if nothing was wrong. Now, after coming to a stop, the man reached for a .45 caliber handgun while police, firefighters, and paramedics worked to free him from the car. But he was disarmed by an officer before he actually picked up the weapon. Now, he later damaged the inside of a police cruiser, bit a hospital security officer that was tending his restraints. This gentleman, 34-year-old Greg Crawford, ultimately was charged with 14 offenses after the wild ordeal and is being held without bond. Now, the incident began when he crashed an unregistered green Acura coupe into at least one other vehicle, causing what should have been catastrophic damage to the car. But instead, he continued to drive the car down Main Street toward I-84, where he was recorded on video by a bystander on the sidewalk. The footage has since been shared on Facebook, but the video shows the car swerving and pulling a fast U-turn, possibly hitting another vehicle in the process while others get out of the way. As the car speeds back into downtown, the video shows the enormous damage on the driver's side of the car, where both doors have been smashed and the back wheel it locked up, dragging and screeching underneath the car. The car nearly hit one of the fire trucks, other cars, and a city bus before it finally came to a stop. Personnel surrounded the car, worked to free him. He was calm initially when talking with officers for about 10 minutes as they tried to help. But during that time, he reached back and grabbed what appeared to be a rolled-up T-shirt. And the officers thought very little of it at first. But he was almost out. An officer at the driver's side door spotted the handgun hidden inside of the T-shirt and managed to get it away from him. He suffered cuts, minor injuries from the car crash, but he remained calm as he was pulled from the car. It's only when he was placed in the back of a cruiser before he was evaluated by paramedics that he became agitated, kicked at the window cage, the roof liner of the car, ended up damaging the cruiser. Officers discovered 33 Ziploc bags containing drugs, which he was on, inside of the car, which already smelled of the drug, and another bag with more drugs inside. The question is, what is the drug they found in the car and that they later confirmed that he was high on? Was it bath salts, crack, PCP, or meth?
When I first heard it sounded like PCP, but does PCP have a smell?
I don't know. I really do not know. I'm familiar with it, but it's not something I've ever indulged in, so I cannot tell you.
Bath salts, would you say cocaine next?
Bath salts, crack, oh, PCP, crack. Or meth.
He bit somebody.
He did. He bit when he got to the hospital. Keep in mind, he was calm when everyone initially approached the car. He started freaking out when they put him in the back of the police cruiser. When they got him to the hospital, that's when he bit one of the people trying to put restraints on him. So once he lost it, he continued to lose it.
Right, what did they stop him for again?
Because he slammed into a car. Both doors on the driver's side are bashed in. The back wheel had locked up. So he's just dragging that thing down, or sparking up, smoking the whole nine. And flipped a U-ey right before he was about to head on an interstate and came driving back downtown.
Well, at least he knew not to get on the highway.
You know what? That's a good point.
I think I'm going to go, Justin, I'm going to go bath salts.
You know, after hearing it over again, I'm going to go with bath salts too, because that's like the one drug you feel like you still bite people on.
Ted?
Man, I am not sure, but just gonna go with my gut feeling and say he was smoking meth.
You think he was on meth?
But just because I feel like you've seen it, there's been people driving down the road with like sparks and stuff that didn't know.
Yeah.
But it took so long to keep affecting him, I'm thinking it's meth. Like his crack would have wore off.
All right. So you're gonna stick with meth, final answer, Ted?
Meth.
And Justin, you're gonna stay with bath salts.
I sure am.
Okay, we're gonna find out what this guy was on. Was it bath salts, crack, PCP, or meth next?
That was a tease.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
All right. Category drugs on profile. This Connecticut man high on something. He wrecked his car, crashed into a bunch of others, just kept on going, continued driving, acting like nothing was wrong. And he was pretty well, I guess, decent for the most part until he got into the back of a cop car.
Yeah, and then he started losing his mind, and it didn't stop from there.
14 different offenses. He was on drugs. Question is, what drug was he on at the time? Bath salts, crack, PCP, or methamphetamine?
And Justin, that is the question that we asked you. Let's start with E. Ted Smith, which means you know you're wrong.
Ah!
It was not methamphetamine, although based on the way the story plays out, that would have been my guess. Because he was chill at first. He'd smashed the cars, he crashed into things, but when the cops approached him, he was still cool. Paramedics, yeah. Firefighters, and cops surrounded the car to get him out. He stayed cool. They took the gun from him, he stayed cool. They put him in the back of the cop car, reality sinks in, not cool, right? Started biting folks.
I'm going to freak out.
Time to freak out. Now, Justin, you agree with Miles on bath salts because nothing good ever seems to happen as a result of bath salts.
Indeed.
Ah, uh-oh. Sorry, that is not correct. As I understand bath salts, man, basically it would start bad, end bad, and someone would have been eaten. Okay. Believe it or not, my man was on PCP.
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 Where was that at?
Connecticut. Hartford.
All right, that adds up.
Okay.
Now for all TV news of all time, it's time for TV Time of 10.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! Oh, Hartford.
Yes.
All right, your choices today, the Jimmys.
Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel.
Seth Meyers.
Okay.
Trevor Noah.
Trevor Noah.
Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It is right there in the tunnel for you. All these guys have teams of professional writers to come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be the Ted Smith original?
The Denver Broncos had to face the New Orleans Saints without any of their quarterbacks. A practice squad wide receiver had to go and start and only complete it one pass. The NFL saw the Oscars without a host and said, we could top that.
Cindy Tessman.
Yeah.
Jimmy Fallon.
The Denver Broncos had to face the New Orleans Saints without any of their quarterbacks.
In Denver, practice squad receiver Kendall Hinton got the start for the Broncos after all of the team's quarterbacks were disqualified over coronavirus concerns.
The Broncos lost 31-3. Hinton completed just one pass overall.
Oh, man.
Yeah, the NFL saw the Oscars go without a host and said, oh, we can top that.
Different angles. I can see the lights. The Broncos game was like a scene from Rudy. Except in this one,
Ted Smith.
Rudy's team lost bad and Rudy was terrible.
Ted Smith.
Oh, Jimmy Kimmel.
It's like a scene from Rudy. Except in this one, Rudy's team lost badly and Rudy was terrible.
You son of a bitch.
Yeah, I mean, you hear Rudy, I'm like, that's terrible.
I know, I heard that. I heard that today, and I was like, oh, they're never going to think I did not write that. Former Amazon engineer who worked on Alexa has developed a new app that translates your cat's meows. So if you're having a hard time deciding what to get your old aunt for Christmas, you now have an answer.
Seth Meyers.
Ted Smith!
I saw that Oreo is now selling cookie-scented candles on their website. I'm already excited for tomorrow's headline. Florida man rushed to hospital after eating lit candle.
Seth Meyers. Jimmy Fallon.
So that Oreo is now selling a cookie-scented candle on their website. I'm already excited for tomorrow's headline. Florida man rushed to ER after eating lit candle.
I would definitely buy that.
Yeah.
Yeah. My house always smells, especially this time of year, it always smells like a bacon pies. Yeah. Nope.
Mm-hmm.
Hit him with the oak doke. That's what I call a candle, my friend. But I bet you're hungry while you're peeing.
Smells like a Christmas tree in here and you don't have one.
Right. Let's see. So I am not a big sports gambler, mainly because I'm bad at it.
I think that the more you know about sports, the worse you are at gambling on them.
Right. And I won't lie. I've never been more into sports gambling, the idea of it, than I have this last year.
Sure.
Now, I'm sure it has something to do with COVID lockdowns and everything else, but I'm just like...
If ever I go to Vegas and there is a sports book going on, I always bet on something that I know nothing about. So it's like Holiday Bowl.
Okay.
Who cares? I'll throw $50 at, you know, Alcorn State.
I told you, my brother introduced me to one this year called the Grand Salami Bet in hockey. You're betting the total number of goals by every team playing that night.
Huh.
It's like an over-under.
Okay. All right.
Right? It just sounds fun.
I mean, you don't have to, it's just a
number.
I
don't have to know anything.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. I say that. I'm going to be out of money by March. Like, what happened? Like, I started betting NBA, man. I don't know what happened.
Big salami, bro.
And then hockey. And the Caps aren't that good. So, obviously, the Seahawks won last night. And if anybody was paying attention, and the line was 6.5 points.
Okay.
All right? So, the Seahawks, they're winning. It's late in the game. You're figuring pretty good. Somebody had bet 500 G's on the Seahawks. Giving the points.
$500,000.
Giving the points. Right? So Seahawks are leading by 14 late in the game. Hail Mary, which was defended pretty well by
Adams.
He knocked
it down. Knocked forward, and then the guy made a great one-handed catch.
The guy made an unbelievable... Right. Richard Rodgers makes an unbelievable
Hail Mary
catch. Right? And then look... I don't think the NFL at any point knows, the Eagles don't know the betting line. But it's the end of the game. It's out of hand. You still want to make it look respectable.
You could have an onside kick if you make the two.
Right.
And so you could do this again.
They're going for two.
Right.
Right. They hit the two. But basically what happened was when they got that two-point conversion.
Now it's six.
Now it's seven. Or it's right. It's over, the line it's, was six and a half. Now it's just six.
It's six. And
as opposed to, So that guy lost $500,000 on garbage time Hail Mary in a two-point conversion.
And then the two-point conversion.
That's the problem. Garbage time is where I think a lot of people lose their money.
And honestly...
Because look, you're down by 14. If you think you can kick the Hail Mary, you know you need to make one of two-point conversions, or you can score two touchdowns on Hail Marys, kick the field goal, send it into overtime. So their bet is that, okay, look, if we get this two-point conversion now, if we do get another Hail Mary...
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? We're right there. All we have to do is, you know...
Yeah, I mean, I get why the Eagles did it. What I don't get is why they didn't go for three when there was and they threw that interception to Diggs. Like, you already,
I think the win played a factor in the first quarter as far
this
as
the
direction.
Fourth. Down two scores. I was telling Mike this morning, just kick the 3 points, get those off.
I thought you were talking about the 2 fourth downs.
But
that's a lot. I mean, can you imagine? That guy's crying. He's crying.
Yeah, it's $500,000.
Gone.
Mm. Tell you what, though, I bet he was loving the rush.
I bet he was.
Well, that's part of sport. If you ever watch any of those TV shows about addiction or whatever, I'd always see the gambling ones and be like, why are you gambling? And it's as opposed to alcohol or drugs that are physically addictive, gambling's almost mentally physically addicting, if that makes sense.
It's shoplifting.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just it's the rush of watch of maybe winning or maybe losing. It's just wow.
Or the bank robber show. Did you watch? It's about the rush. It's not really about getting the money.
Right. After a while, some of those dudes, it was just the rush of robbing the banks because they got really good at it and they liked it. And that was a good one, right? How to Rob a Bank. I think I watched that one on Vice along with I Was a Teenage Felon. like that one. I watched
a teenage felon.
I watched a new one on, well, new for me.
I got to get on that show, Mom.
I know.
I could be on TV.
Well, your sister's pregnant at 16. I got to be on this felon guy.
Again, the I Was a Teenage Felon one, they do a very good, most of the, like, these stories always end pretty okay. Some of the personal pretty relationships okay. are in the garbage. But for the most part, they also do a very good job of showing these people, like, they didn't turn it around until they were in, you know, prison.
Until that's hit the fan.
Right, but they're very honest about it. Because some, you know, some people go in and out of the system and just kind of do it, right?
That's what
and
they
and
do.
I get it. You get back to your neighborhood, you start, but they were like, all right, I got to stop doing it this time.
Time to improve my life.
So, Florida being Florida. And this story isn't, it just has a little bit to do with TV, all right? There's a 50-year-old guy named Paul Kijek, K-I-J-E-K.
You are on your own.
I'll call him Ayak.
There you go.
All right.
He's very drunk at a bar on Saturday night, right? A bunch of people stop him from driving. The police call. Police come. They call him a cab. Paul didn't want to have this. He started yelling to the cab driver, punched him in the face, jumped out of the cab, started dancing in the street, then yelled, quote, "You white MFers."
Mm-hmm.
And then the Chappelle line, the Chappelle show line, quote, "I'm Rick James." Paul is a white guy himself, 6'3".
He's a big dude.
Yeah, but there's nothing about him I can say that like resembles Dave Chappelle. I mean, he just got wasted.
Oh, sure.
Now, I don't know what could trigger you to be so mad. Like, everybody called you a cab. Like, they're not going to... I don't...
Because you're already in that zone. And once you're in that zone, unless it's your mother, no one's talking you out of it. Right, you've predetermined that you're going to be angry at that. No matter what anyone says, no matter how sensible, you're going to be contrarian, right? And I think we've all been there. Not to the point that I'm getting arrested and saying I'm Rick James, bitch. But I think you just, once that flip switches, man.
I'm Rick James. Switch,
I mean, I flip, get it, so. But I just feel like at a certain point, too, like, I don't know. Like, people are putting you in the cab or whatever, or telling you to, like, go lay down in the other room. Like, I feel like at that point, like, people are giving you decent... Now, look, I get sitting there drunk arguing with everybody and just being pissy.
They're giving you good advice, but also at that point, your perception is, everyone's against me. You know what I mean? Like, it's everyone else's problem.
I just love that he kept yelling on Rick James, bitch.
Also, and then calling out white people when you're white.
Like, that is a strange one, too.
How drunk are you?
To be you
jumping
white,
on top of cars like, F you white, and like, you're white.
Yeah.
Like, what...
I mean, that's one of the funniest scenes in Black Sheep is when when he's at the MTV, like, Rock the Vote, and he's like, "Kill Whitey." Because like, Chris Farley obviously was right. Yeah, that's a strange one there, man. I don't get that one. Let's see. Carrie Underwood. Everybody knows Carrie Underwood.
Yeah.
Massive star.
She sings the Sunday Night Football thing.
She's very talented.
She is Sunday Night Football.
Okay, I'm not even kidding. I even brought her up the other night. I'm like, who is she again? That's Carrie Underwood. I'm like, okay. That's all she means to me. I know she sings country, right?
Yeah.
So she sings country. She was originally an American Idol person.
Okay.
She's been in, I want to say she's been in movies and TV shows.
Yeah. Really?
I think, was she on, I'm not going to remember it now, but there's a TV show about country singers that was pretty big.
I think all I can tell you is this. The times I've seen her perform, I'm amazed just how incredible her range is. And I'm not into that kind of music. It's just like, she's mesmerizing. She's like absolutely amazing. She can sing anything. She went on that show to prove that she had talent. But in the country world, they kind of take you in if you have some talent, but you're attractive.
Right. You gotta be attractive because it's pop now. Yeah.
That was not how she did it. It was talent, and the fact that she's good looking had nothing to do with it. You know, obviously that helps her whole brand. But, I mean, it really was based on her talent.
Right,
her singing is amazing.
She started on American Idol.
Yeah.
So this is just kind of an interesting story. She's from St. Louis. After a bunch of auditions in St. Louis, she gets the golden ticket to Hollywood. But she was terrified. She says, quote, "I was so distracted that when my mom and dad were driving me to the airport to go to Hollywood, I realized I'd forgotten my lip liner. We stop at a grocery store. Mom goes inside to buy some. All at once, it was just too much. Going out to Los Angeles by myself, competing with all those people who are so talented, I burst into tears."
I'd be terrified.
Right, so like she's fine with it. She's done all the additions. Like this, now they're on the way to the airport. She's crying in the car. The dad, obviously, you know, being a dad, just says, "We can go home right now. We don't ever have to talk about it again." And I like this. She said, "I took a deep breath and said, nope, I'll go." Now she's probably Carrie Underwood.
Probably one of the best decisions she's ever made in her life.
Right. She has her own Christmas special
Yeah.
coming out on HBO Max.
Even though I hate Christmas specials and the music and they're so hokey, if you do earn a Christmas special with your name on it, you've made it.
Yeah. The only person in the world that doesn't like her is Faith Hill. Oh, because she won Entertainer of the Year. That was the first time she had won, or for a Country Music Association. And they're like, they're announcing the names, and you can just see Faith Hill getting ready to stand up.
Oh.
And then they call Carrie Underwood's name, and she kind of just slouches back down in her chair and just shoots this look like,
well, Faith Hill,
you bitch.
Faith Hill used to sing the Sunday night theme before Carrie Underwood.
Right.
I remember
that. It's like, here
she
comes.
You know what? I'll tell you, dead honestly, I don't care who sings it. I don't watch it out of spite. I watch the pregame show, and then I flip channels for about 10 minutes. It's like, I hate this song. Being an old man, I just want it.
You know what you want?
Do you know what you want?
I just
want
to watch the game.
Do you want to watch? You want to hear the Monday Night Football theme and then the scene setter? That's what it is.
It's not that you, are you ready for some football?
Right,
I don't care
if Tank Williams Jr. out here, like, you know, just kick it.
Yeah. Tonight, now they're talking. Live.
Yeah.
From Buffalo, New York.
Right, and I get why they do it, and it makes no sense. It's not like NBC's, you're like, well, Ted Smith doesn't watch your second. Right. You gotta get rid of her. Yeah. But yeah, I just don't like to watch.
During garbage plates in the parking lot.
Tell you what else is coming out tonight. Fox Sports 1. Seattle Sounders continue their drive to another championship. Should be a good one. I'm very confused because we have not played Dallas all year. So I would give you a prediction, but I'm not sure. But I feel confident in the boys. Let's go, Sal.
Nice.
Hell yeah. Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Florida man is arrested after punching a cab driver while screaming, "I'm Rick James, bitch!" to Chicago in a Thanksgiving stabbing as leftovers flipped the switch. Drunk Florida college kid asked cops to pinch his nipples during his arrest. When your stolen SUV runs out of gas, calling the cops is not the best. And the country of Indonesia sets fire to hundreds and hundreds of sex toys. It is time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, top story. We go to Pennsylvania, where a man was arrested for stealing a car, but nobody was looking for him at the time. The man had stolen an Audi and drove until the SUV ran out of gas. Not knowing what to do, the man actually called state police for help. And upon hearing that a trooper would be responding to help, he said that he didn't want an officer and hung up the phone. Regardless, two and two were put together and the man was tracked down after it was discovered that the SUV was stolen and he was arrested.
How stupid is this guy?
Right.
I mean, my God. And again, I'm not encouraging you to be a criminal, but if you're going to be a criminal, don't insult the human race and make it interesting for the police.
Yeah.
Don't be lazy. Get out of your car, walk to the nearest gas station, leave the car, because it was on a remote logging road.
Right.
So it wasn't like the car was going to be easily seen on the side of the road.
Exactly.
He just had to get the hell out of there and go find help. Like, call a friend.
Right.
And come. Yes, stole it.
And then it was like a game warden that came over and he's like, wait a minute, we heard reports about a stolen Audi out here somewhere.
Because the plates were still on the car.
Right.
Yes.
And most people don't drive Audis on remote logging roads.
Right. You know what? Maybe he, you know, maybe he'll turn a leaf after this one. I don't
he
know.
Won't.
That's safe.
He won't.
In other news, we got a man in Arkansas that also made things easy on police. The officers responded to a call about a suspicious person and arrived to find our man on a motorcycle. When they attempted to approach him, the man took off on the bike right into the police officer's car. He ran the bike into the car and suffered some significant injuries that landed him in the hospital. But given the fact that he was a wanted fugitive, he was also arrested.
You see the guy's mugshot?
Oh, yeah.
He didn't look like someone that would be elusive.
No.
He looked as dumb as the person you just described.
He looks like somebody that you don't know how he's not found just because he's shouting randomly. He feels like Ted shouting guy.
I'm wanted!
Exactly.
They're after me!
In Indonesia, authorities have intercepted and destroyed hundreds of packages of contraband. The offending material? Sex toys.
Uh-oh.
The toys are prohibited within the country for morality reasons, and shipments of the equipment are routinely intercepted. They've recently seen quite the uptick in shipments these days due to the virus and the lockdown, and it's been reported that they destroyed over 400 sex toys in the most recent bust.
That's what they tell you. They take about five of them home.
That's right.
Exactly. How much weed did you have? I heard it was 10 pounds. You mean the 7 pounds of weed we've had?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Interesting number, that 449 different sex toys. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No round number at all there.
673, and then we took what we wanted.
That's right. Exactly. Fantastic. Over in Chicago, the holidays turned fatal. We go all the way back to Thanksgiving, where a brawl broke out at dinner thanks to leftovers. Apparently, the boyfriend of the host confronted one of the guests after he dug into the leftovers with his bare hands. Not liking the confrontation, the guest punched the boyfriend, and a fight ensued that ended with the host's boyfriend getting stabbed 9 times before the guest fled. The victim did not survive his injuries, and the guest was arrested and charged.
Did they say which of the leftovers was putting his hands
for that? And no, I could not find
that
one.
If it's rolls, I get it.
If it's a piece of turkey. Little slice. But you're dipping your finger into mashed potatoes somewhere.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, mashed potatoes, stuffing. Right. What are you doing? I mean, it's not worth getting stabbed over, but, you know.
I guess you're right. I was going to say, I generally eat some stuff, but it's my stuffing.
It's your stuffing.
Right.
I can eat it
with my hands.
Yeah.
And nobody minds a picker.
He was also a guest at the house.
Exactly. Now, maybe in the times of the virus, you know, you don't really want a whole lot of different hands in there. However, you're already under the same roof anyway. But it's like you said, if the guy's just picking at some turkey, it's fine. If he's picking at, like, picking a little crumb off the stuffing, all right. But he was burying his hands in mashed potatoes and gravy and just making a lovely little concoction with his hands.
I mean, no matter what, it should not have ended the way it ended.
No!
Yeah, right.
Who brings a knife to this? We go to Florida, where one man having a few too many landed him in jail. Police arrived at a local bar at 4 in the morning after it was reported that a man was attempting to drive away from the bar while intoxicated. Ted may have covered this a little bit earlier here, but when police arrived, they actually called the man a cab to get him home. And instead of riding home, the man yelled at the cabbie before punching him in the face, jumping out of the car, and dancing in the street, all while shouting obscenities and proclaiming, quote, "I'm Rick James, bitch." He was arrested.
Mm-hmm. Dave Chappelle is shaking his head, smoking a cigarette somewhere.
Right, he's like, this is why I told people to stop watching my show.
Yeah.
Right.
Take it off, Netflix.
This crap happens. I like how even the cops called him a cab. Like, this guy's attempting to drive home. He's blocked by witnesses. He can't get into his car. The cops show up, have every right to take this guy to jail. And they're like, you know what? We're going to call this guy a cab. He lives 2 miles away. He's just too drunk to know right. Let's get him back home.
Right.
No, he still has to screw that up.
He doesn't know how good he's got it.
Exactly. Fantastic. And that is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawkins.
Big thanks to Jerry Cantrell, Sean Kenny from Alice in Chains stopping by. Congrats on the legendary Founders Award from MoPop. We will have performances from tonight's show tomorrow all day long on The Rock.
Because that's what we do. In the meantime, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best, and for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of The Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.